14.2. Exercise 2. Questions 1 to 5.
In this course, we'll be looking at some of the causes of social change around the world, and we'll have one or two examples of each. In this brief introduction, though, I'll use the UK to illustrate some of the great variety of changes that occur. Social change may come about as a result of physical conditions, such as drought, flooding, or crop failure. The Irish potato famine of the 1840s led vast numbers of individuals and whole families to emigrate from rural areas of Ireland to cities, particularly in Britain and the USA. As is usually the case, those who went away were the most active and ambitious, and by losing those people, many rural Irish communities subsequently stagnated. Immigrants usually make a massive contribution to the culture of the receiving country, and Britain has benefited a great deal from this over the centuries. Some groups, like the French Protestants of the 17th century, have become assimilated into the dominant culture. It's too early to predict the long-term effects of some recent waves of immigration to Britain, although newcomers from some parts of Asia, particularly China, Vietnam, India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, have had a remarkable impact on national eating habits in the UK. Contact with other communities doesn't only come about through immigration. As a result of the massive increase in air travel in recent years, many people have adopted customs that they first encountered abroad, such as drinking wine or sitting in pavement cafes. This reflects a change from previous generations, who knew little of behaviour outside their immediate neighbourhood, let alone in other countries. Political factors can lead to considerable social change, and probably the most significant for Britain was the First World War of 1914 to 18. This did a great deal to allow women to catch up with men in terms of political power, job opportunities, and individual freedom.